Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody's talking about it. Thank goodness for Disney Plus to take away last week's chicken sandwich from Popeye's story.
It's true.
Thank you.
It is true.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to John Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
And we do have some pretty heavy fog eventually, though, mid-60s to low 80s.
If anyone had to guess, three-fourths of this show went ahead, bit the bullet, and paid the $7 a month for Disney Plus yesterday during the launch. Three-fourths of this show. Who would you guess was the loan withholder? Well, let's take a look. Yesterday, we can take a look into producer Tanya's house about lunchtime. Let's just see what producer Tanya was doing yesterday at about lunchtime. Oh, there she is. Wasting hours of time when she could have been working or, I don't know, praying, whatever you guys do in your spare time. But
what
she watched
this?
How many episodes of Even Stevens?
I actually watched the first season of Even Stevens.
The entire season?
The entire season.
How long did it take you?
I don't know. It probably took me like a good 4.5 hours.
Okay. I could scoff at that.
I know.
Awesome.
I know.
I'm so proud.
Off and on.
Okay.
I'm so proud.
Well, due to the power of magic radio, I can now look into my house yesterday around the same exact time to see what I was doing. 30 seasons. Every episode. I had no idea. I mean, I guess I heard, but I just couldn't fathom the idea. I'd pay $7 a month for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that there are some technical glitches as far as The Simpsons and blah, blah, blah. I hope they fix that because it is a big deal. Now, let's look into the world of Jessica, producer Jessica's house, to see what she was doing.
And we're in.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
You should take a photo.
Oh my God.
That was Jessica and her husband Hamby early. Let's go back later in the afternoon to Jessica and see what she's doing after that.
Fine, go.
Still reacting.
Yeah.
From what I understand, you must have been watching the new Disney original short Float,
which
everyone's talking about this morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to go and see what was happening at my house yesterday at the same time?
Sure.
All right.
What's that? What are you doing? Bookkeeping?
Yes. I was paying bills.
Now we know the I guess we know the elusive holdout now.
Well, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? I mean, once you waited till the third to go to Jess, we knew.
So I've been complaining about Disney Plus the entire time. And I think people thought that because I was complaining about Disney Plus, I was against Disney Plus. I got home yesterday and I didn't even do the obligatory eat food ravenously. I went right to download Disney Plus.
Wow.
And I know a lot of people had issues with it as far as, 35% of people who tried to get it couldn't get it?
There was about 35% of people had problems downloading it, not working in certain things. They couldn't log in. They mainly had the problems with their PlayStation app. But they got on that. They got it fixed. You know it is. But just the demand was so high.
833-287-1037. I heard many people via social media. Mm-hmm. I called in sick with my wife. We're going to get a head start on the kids. A lot of people made this their life. What's the first thing you watched when you launched Disney Plus? I'll say it right now. It was the Montgomery Burns Three-Eyed Fish episode, season 2 of The Simpsons. I haven't seen that in probably 25 years.
Okay.
Laughed as hard as I did when I saw it the first time it aired when I was a college kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched Captain Marvel. I'm sorry. Then I watched Captain America, The First Avenger. And it was like I watched it again for the first time in the theater because I could just do whatever I want with it.
Mm-hmm.
I can come back to it later. And no bulky DVD case. I'm
they suckered me
what
in.
What a complete they got me. Turnaround I know, from I yesterday. Know, wow, he was like, oh, that's what you need, more time wasters.
I really feel so hypocritical, and I feel like I feel during March Madness tournament. I cannot wait to go back and play and watch what else I've missed.
All right, 833-287-1037. What's the first thing you watched when you downloaded Disney Plus? We want to know. Or were you like me, paying bills instead of downloading?
Are you going to do it at all, you think?
Probably not.
Oh,
not right now.
Well,
I'm trying to get rid of DirecTV, but I can't until the end of the NFL season because my husband had to have Sunday tickets.
Okay.
I'll probably, okay, I'll very probably good. Change
Thank
it
you
out,
very yes. much. Again, 833-287-1037. First show you watched, first memory you recaptured, first time travel you took part in. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning. Gwen is in Imperial Beach. All right, Gwen, what are you looking forward to watching? First thing off of Disney Plus.
Well, my son jumped out of bed and goes, Mom, you're downloading Disney Plus, and now I'm watching Mandalorian when I get home.
Yes! Oh, there you go. That's the one. That's a popular one that everybody's watching. Thank you, Gwen.
Jess has already warned us to not speak of Mandalorian yet because she doesn't want any spoilers revealed. So.
I had to listen to it in the car.
Okay. There you go, Gwen. Thanks, Gwen, for that. Kylie is in Vista. Kylie, first thing you watched or will watch with Disney Plus?
I watched The Short. Because it's been so long since I'd seen so many of them, I just had to watch them all. Like the Pixar shorts.
Oh, all the shorts. Yes. You forget about those, you know, those great little ones that we see before a movie, and they're so good.
Like, what was the one that I watched before The Incredibles 2 about that beautiful Asian family that makes the dumplings? I'm sitting there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It made me cry. Yeah, it's so good.
I cried. And then I guess there was another one yesterday called Float, and the story is about a Filipino dad who has a special needs son.
Yep.
My buddy Hula, who's Filipino, who has special needs daughter, says I was sobbing and I was in tears the entire time. I'm going to watch that one as well. God, Disney.
Every time.
Thanks. Tamara's in Spring Valley. Hi, Tamara.
Hi.
All right. What is the first thing you did watch or are going to watch with Disney Plus?
So we actually held off for like 12 plus hours just to watch with our kids, but the first thing we put on was Darkwing Duck.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
Jessica, sweet Lord, you are so into
that
this.
That was my childhood.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, I love Darkwing Duck.
And that's really what this is all about. This is why Disney Plus has really kind of latched on to something. They know they've got us hostage. I literally yesterday was saying, what a waste of time. I can't believe you do this. I wasted so much time yesterday. I cannot wait to go home and watch the old school Spider-Man cartoon. Yeah. You know why? Because that's what I did every day when I got home from grade school. I mean, come on. I can't wait to... Same thing with you with Darkwing Duck?
Yeah, it was so hard not to watch it, but he's like, my husband's like, I feel so bad if I don't wait and watch this with the kids.
Right, yep. That's awesome. Totally get it.
All right, thank you for the call. Darlene in Chula Vista. Darlene, first thing you're going to watch or have watched already with Disney Plus?
I already watched The New Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, what did you think?
It was okay. The original Lady and the Tramp is better, but it was good. It followed the original story.
Yeah, I heard it was a bit rough around the edges. Seriously, are you really laughing at that?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting it.
But talking dogs with their moving mouths was a little bit strange, though.
Yeah.
I bet.
Okay, well, the craze is just starting, hopefully Disney fixes those glitches, which are inevitable.
Yeah, well, when everybody does it at the same time, so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.